USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the high-profile race for New York State Governor, polls indicate that interim Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican challenger Representative Lee Zeldin are locked in a very close contest that will be determined in less than 2 weeks. Representative Zeldin on Fox News says the issue of crime in New York and soft-on-crime DAs are on New Yorkers' minds.
So if you want to secure our streets, you want to take back our streets, you have to get rid of these pro-criminal governors and have balance return to state legislators like ours. We need to suspend cashless bail and these other pro-criminal laws. And the first thing that I will do, the first day that I am in office, is telling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he is being removed.
The Chinese government has been accused of establishing at least 2 undeclared police stations in the Netherlands. Dutch media found the evidence and believe they are being used to try to silence Chinese dissidents in Europe. A spokesman for the Dutch Foreign Ministry said the existence of the unofficial police stations is illegal. After a trial filled with interruptions, madness, and confusion, Milwaukee resident Daryl Brooks was found guilty of 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide after crashing his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just about a year ago. In all, he intentionally hit 68 people and has once again shown soft-on-crime DAs are the problem. Brooks was free on bail days before the attack, accused of using his SUV to run over the mother of his child. She fortunately survived. A Chinese military contractor created a video showing off its new military technology, revealing a robot attack dog that can be dropped into a zone by a drone. The weapon then uses radar to search for targets, shooting anything that moves, with a Chinese QBB-97 light machine gun. That weapon fires 650 rounds per minute. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
The Justice Department's antitrust branch is investigating professional golf and includes the Augusta National Golf Club, the United States Golf Association, and the PGA Tour. At play are the PGA's bylaws as they pertain to players participating in the Saudi startup LIV tournament and other non-PGA Tour events. The Department of Justice and PGA have all declined comment to numerous media outlets. Facebook's parent company Meta was hit with a $24.7 million fine Wednesday. A Washington judge says the tech giant had intentionally violated the state's campaign finance disclosure laws 822 times. A Meta spokesperson said the firm is assessing its options and declined to comment any further. Debris removal in Florida after Hurricane Ian has gotten a big boost from Governor Ron DeSantis and FEMA.
There's a plan in Florida to speed up recovery efforts after Hurricane Ian. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced an agreement between the state and FEMA.
These waivers will allow debris removal in private communities and may include removal of damaged slabs on private property. So this is not typically the way this is done. Usually that would be not eligible for this type of reimbursement.
The governor adding, without this type of agreement, debris removal could take almost 2 years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.